Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud in Meseches Moed Katan. On our daf, we are going to continue analyzing the halachas of the Mishnah on daf Ches Amid Beis, which discussed at the end of the Mishnah the halachas of sowing on Yom Tov, particularly, of course, we mean Chol Moed over here. The Mishnah also spoke about the idea of constructing beds, and so that is going to be the discussion of the Gemara, quoting different opinions of how to read the word of the Mishnah of Mesargin es Hamitos. What exactly does that mean? Then we're going to have a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah is going to discuss the construction of small ovens and burners that were commonly constructed during Talmudic times. It's not like today where we have a permanent structure of oven and stovetop. And so we're going to discuss constructing those things on Chol Moed. That will take us through Daf Yud Amud Beis, where the Gemara will continue discussing creating these types of structures, as well as our Daf is going to conclude by discussing a very important topic of Hilchos Chol Moed, and that is the topic of Dover Ha'aveh. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, begin the topic of sowing on Chol Moed. The Mishnah told us, Ha'ed Yitayfer Kedarkoi, that a person who is not an artisan is allowed to sow in a normal manner on Chol Moed. Says the Gemara on the top of Yudam Al, Hechi Domi Hedyot. What qualifies as someone who is an amateur, that it's permissible for him to sow? Amri Devei Rabbiani, Kol She'eni Yochel Lohoitzi Meloi Machat Bebas Achas. Rashi says the following. The way an artisan sews is the artisan is able to stitch the garment together and be able to tighten it in one full swoop. In contrast to an amateur, where he needs to tighten the thread on every stitch. So, kol she'en yochel hotzi melo machat b'bas achas. Anybody who is not able to tighten it in one full swoop, but rather needs to tighten from stitch to stitch, that is considered a hedyot. Rabbi Yosef Hanina Amar Kol She'en Yochel Chavin Imra B'Chepas Chiluka. At the hem of a garment, they used to add a little bit of flax to maintain straightness in the hem, and then sew the hem. Only an artisan is able to sew that hem in the appropriate manner. We learned in our Mishnah, Va'omein Machliv. We mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, different opinions, what exactly the word machliv is, but the Gemara will spell those things out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mafsia. A artisan is only allowed to sew if he has psia. Psia, of course, means a step. A step between the stitches. Normally, an artisan sews very, very tightly, with each stitch very close to the next, but the only way he could sew on Chol Moed is if there's a distance. Rabba Bar Shmuel Omer Shine Kalpta, that he's allowed to sew like the teeth of a dog, and that means that just like a canine's teeth are jagged, so too, if he sews in a jagged manner, it's going to be permissible. Misarginis Amitos, we learned in our Mishnah on Chesam Abeis that you're allowed to make a bed, something along, as we're going to see in our Gemara, fashion a bed like a beach shear that has supports going both horizontally and vertically. The Gemara now is going to explain exactly what that means. The Mishnah also had Rabbi Yossi who allowed you to be mimateach. We're going to need to explain what those means. There was a machlokis. What exactly? It means, and they had an argument what Chizkiah had said. Rabbi Yochanan also had taught this. Chad Omar, in the disagreement between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Asi, one said, Misargin Shesi V'arev, that you're allowed to make the supports of a bed, which are, like again, like a beach chair, where you have strips that are going horizontally as well as vertically. Umimatchin, what does Mimatchin mean? Shesi below Arev. It means that you're going to have these strips of support to tighten the Shesi. If I'm not mistaken, the shesi is what goes vertically and not the horizontal parts. The Chad Omer one says, Misargin, what does Misargin mean, shesi below arev? If you're allowed to only make one direction, Umimatchin, And what does matcha mean? Something totally different. And this is the way we generally use the word metach, both in Lashon Kodesh as well as in modern day Hebrew. Shim hayu rafui, if it was loose, mimatchai, that you're allowed to tighten it. So the second opinion is, mimatchin means that you're allowed to tighten that which has become loose on Chol HaMoed if it's part of the Shesi. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'atani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shol, v'shavin she'ein mafshilin chavolim l'chatchila. We learned that both opinions agree that you're not allowed to make the ropes that are necessary for the supports of the bed. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to make those on Chol HaMoed. So analyzes the Gemara. According to Mandomer that says Misargin means doing both horizontal and the vertical, Umematchin Shesi below Arev, and Mematchin tells you can only do one of them. And everybody agrees, you can't make the ropes. Ela Mandomer Misargin Shesi below Arev. But according to Mandomer that says that Misargin means only doing the Shesi, Mematchin means Shemayrafoy Matcho, Hashta Shesi Varev Amrit Lo. Once you say that Shesi V'arev, you can't do Chavolim L'chatchila Miboy, would anybody ever think that you can make the rope? You can't even make Shesi V'arev, according to this position. So certainly you can't make the rope. Kasha. So that is a strong Kasha. The Gemara has another question in this position. Amar Lei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Nachman asked, Mi Ikal Amanda Amar Misargin Shesi Below Arev. Is there Amanda Amar who holds that Misargin means Shesi without the Arev? What's not? But didn't we learn in a Mishnah? This appears in the beginning of Kelim. Rabbi Meir, Amar Hamita, Mishi Yasrog Ba Shlosha Batim. That when it comes to a bed, as far as making a bed is concerned, when is something considered a bed for Hilchos Tuma, that it's a kli, it's already considered a full utensil, that's Mekabel Tuma? If Mishi Yasrog Ba Shlosha Batim means that when you've woven three of the arev into the shesi, so then in such a case, it's considered a halachic bed. What do we see from here? We see that when it comes to the expression of misargin, misargin is used for the arev, not for the shesi. So how could you say that misargin means just to do the shesi and not the arev? Elok yasaravin amar, everybody agrees that Misargin means both the Shesi and the Arev. Eliki Pligi, but when did we have Machlokis Amorayim b'mematchin? When it comes to the word mematchin, Mar Savar, one holds mematchin Shesi below Arev. Then mematchin means that you make the Shesi without Arev. Umar Savar, Shema Yerafui mematchin, to tighten that which is loose. Mesivis says, Gemara asks you a question. Misargin is hamita. You're allowed to do sirug on the mita. Ve'ein tzarech lama shematchin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion you could do mematchin as well. You don't even have to talk about matchin. If misargin is mutar, certainly mematchin. Rabbi Yossi on mematchin have a low misargin. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, says you could do mematchin, but you can't be misargin. V'yesh amr ein mematchin kol ikar. And some say that you're really not supposed to do the entire mematchin. And there are some who say you can't even do mimatchin. Analyze the Gemara. Bishlin mandomer mimatchin shesi below arev. The one who says mimatchin means to do shesi below arev. Then what are the yeshomim coming along? Hanu da'asu yeshomim lafluget. The yeshomim saying, no, you can't even do mimatchin of shesi below arev. Elamandomer shema yirafu mimatcha. According to mandomer, says that mimatcha means that if it's loosened to tighten it, liyeshomim, according to yeshomim, mimatcha namilo, you can't even tighten it. This man Amar is prohibiting tightening. Explains Rashi Dimar Maslam Mateach that what type of a malacha is there from tightening? Answers Gemara, in it is going to be aser according to Siyesh Amar, and there is rationale to aser it. Kiven de Evshar lemalye b'mane lo tarchina. The issue here is not an issue of malacha. Answers the Gemara, it's an issue of tircha. Since you're able to fill the area under the bed with utensils that could support the ropes that are going across on the bed, like the beach chair bands that go across Shesi V'arev, and instead of tightening it, you could support it with utensils, so then we would say you shouldn't be mitareach to even tighten these bands, to tighten these ropes, and there is an isser of tircha on Chol HaMoed. Tosis points out that in Dibra Maschel Kiva, that based on this Svara, that the issue is of tircha, then in such a case, letzarech hamoed, then it would be permissible. Another important point that Tosis makes in Dibur HaMaschal HaEdyot, before we begin the next Mishnah on the halachas of sowing, that the Yisurim that we mentioned of sowing, Tosis says, is only those things that don't qualify as a Dover HaAved. However, we're going to learn later on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that a Dover HaAved is going to be mutter to do. According to Rabbi Yossi, Tosis seems to be siding with that position. Of course, halacha lemaisa, Dover HaAved is the important criteria for Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Tosis also points out that Amira Lenachri, according to that Gemara as well, is prohibited also for sowing, that you would not be allowed to have a Gentile sow for you on Chol HaMoed. Let's please Hashem begin the next Mishnah. Mamidim tanur v'kiraim v'rechaim b'moed. A person is allowed to set up an oven. Kiraim is like a stovetop. Rechaim is a mill. You're not allowed to set those things up on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mechabshin es harechaim b'tchila. You're not allowed to set a mill in motion on Chol HaMoed as well. What exactly is this mechabshin? My mechabshin, setting the mill in motion, that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow. Rav Yehuda, now this is the Amora Rav Yehuda who's explained. Rav Yehuda Amar, minaker rechayim. The way we set it in motion is by resharpening it, says Rashi in Menaker. Lenaker means to cut or to sharpen or to remove. And this millstone has become old and smooth, and it's not grinding the wheat properly. So what they would do is they would cut the millstone to make it jagged again, to start it up, that it's able to continue grinding again. That can't be done on Chol HaMoed. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rav Yehuda explains Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yechiel Amar Bas Eina. Rav Yechiel disagrees, and he says that you're even allowed to make the hole in the middle of a millstone, and certainly you'd be allowed to be menaka rechaya, some mefarshim learn, bedas Rav Yechiel. See the Tosis HaRosh, who discusses what exactly is the position of Rav Yechiel. May Sive the Gemara asks a kasha. Ma'amidim, we learned in our Mishnah Tanu v'Kiraim b'Moed uvad shelo yigmar milachton, similar to halacha of our Mishnah. However, over here we have a brisa where we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says you're allowed to be ma'amid, but you're not allowed to finish the job. The Gemara in Beitza on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, the Masifta Gemara points out, gives us the details of what it means, Gemar Melacha. The Gemara says on Lamed Daled, Tan Rabbanan Tanur V'Kiraim Chadoshim Harein K'Kol HaKelim Tom B'Chatzer. That's unimportant, the nittel part for right now. Avol Ein Sachen Oso Shem V'En Toshen Oso B'Matlis. So they would rub oil on it, they would scrub it down. Those things are prohibited to do on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chom Maim Raf Yigbar, Chom say you're allowed to do that as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'amidin es ha-chadosh u'mechabshin es ha-yishana. You're allowed to do all those things. V'yesh omrim ein mechabshin kol ikr. And some say that you're not allowed to do mechabshin, which of course was a subject to dispute above what exactly that is. Analyzes the Gemara. What's this yesh omrim saying? Bishleim ma'amidin mechabshin menake rechaya. If mechabshin means, as we explained above, to sharpen the millstone to be able to grind the wheat, and Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that you can't do that l'chatchila. Hanu mishkachas l'bishana. I understand that the Brisa here says that you could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, grind down an old millstone. And that, of course, would be consistent with our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to grind down a new millstone, because the Lashon Mishnah was Ein Mechabshin Es HaRechayim B'Tchila being new. Ela Manda Amar Baseina, but according to Manda Amar, who says that we're talking about the hole in the middle that's there to catch the weed, and you're allowed to make that hole, Yeshna Yeshana Baseina Lamala, an old one, do you need to make a hole? In other words, if a hole has been made to catch, then that doesn't need to be repeated. When it comes to making it sharp again, then that needs to be done by a yeshana. So how could you say that means basayna? Answers the Gemara, kigon de kaboy lar vuchei tfei porta. No, he wants to make the hole to catch the wheat a little bit larger. Rav Huna, first wide line on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph. Shamal u gavra, he heard of a person to come inakir rechai lebechol demoy. He was sharpening his millstone. Amar, man hai. He asked, who is this? Who is this person that is sharpening it?
Yischel.
His body should be violated just like he was violated chalamoid. So why was Rav Huna critical? Because he held like the Yeshomim that says that you can't grind down the millstone. Darish Rav Chama was darish. Nokrim rechaim b'moed. You're allowed to grind down the millstone. Mishum Rav Meir Amar afilu sus sherochelav v'chamar sherochelav. Even a horse that you ride on, or a donkey, mutolitol tzipor naim, you're also allowed to take off its nails, because if their nails are not removed, so then these animals have pain walking. Now the Gemara has segued from the halachos of our Mishnah, of the millstone and the oven, and is now discussing also other melachos that are prohibited. Avor chamra dirichia lo. And now we come back on the top of Yud Amud Beis. But when it comes to the donkey of a millstone, that the donkeys used to drag these heavy millstones, that you cannot move its fingernails. Why? Because you're not allowed to grind anyhow on Yom Tov. Rashi points out that a tchina mu'etes l'tzarech Yom Tov is going to be permissible, a small amount of grinding, but in such a case, they didn't need the horses. Then it could be done by people themselves. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, Shari the Mishkal, says the Gemara in the second line from the top of Yudam Beis, Tufrei lechamra de rechaya, uluukme rechaya. Rav Yehuda allowed to take off the nails of the donkey on Chalamoed, as well as to place one millstone on top of the next, ulemivne emas rechaya, as well as to build the wood that the millstone was placed on, ulemivne urya, and to build a area for the cattle. Here there are different gersos, Rav or Rav. Rav shari lesruke susya. Rav allowed to comb a horse with its comb, ulemivne akarpitia, and to build a trough for an animal to eat from, ulemivne itzteva, as well as to build a platform for the animal. Rava shari lemishkel dama lebehema, probably now this justifies changing the above Amora from Rava to Rav, because if we were talking about Rava the whole time, it wouldn't say Rav again. Rava allowed to remove blood, l'mishkal dama l'behema b'chal d'moed, to remove blood for the animal. Remember, in those days, bloodletting was thought to be healthy. Amalei Abaye, and Abaye said to him, Tanya d'misayelach, I have a brice that supports you. This is quoting a Tosefta in Perek Beis, Makizin dam l'behema. You're allowed to bloodlet an animal, ve'ein monin refuah l'behema b'chol shemoid, and you're allowed to give it any necessary medications or shots, vaccinations, and so on chalamoid. Rava shari lichis chuse kirme. Rava allowed to iron flax clothing that easily get creased. My time a maisa hedyut, because it's a maisa hedyut. That would be an interesting maramakom halachal maisa in terms of owning, ironing, for chalamoid. That if it's something that's commonly done, it's a maisa hedyut, hence mutter. That's what seems at the first glance of reading the Gemara. Amar of Yitzchak bar Ami, Amar of Chizda, kiture biri asur. On the other hand, when it comes to flattening out and then making nice cuffs for the arms and the shirt sleeves of women's clothing, that is going to be asur, my time and my sumanu, because that is already professional. In other words, ironing a man's shirt, that's a maisa hedyet. Again, la halacha v'loy la maisa we need to look up in the Shulchan Aruch, but a woman's clothing that requires a very, very particular design, that already is a maisa uman. The fact that a woman knows how to do it might not necessarily be enough to be matirat. Amar Rava, man demaskil ara adaite devei dari, that someone who straightens out the ground, if he does it in order to thresh wheat on Yom Tov, adaite devei dari means to turn it into a threshing floor, then it's permissible. Sure, it's permissible. Adaite da'ara. But if he's doing it in order to plant, explains Rashi, asur, then in such a case, it's going to be asur. So we continue on with many examples of Shailas in Chalamoid and the teachings of Amoraim. Heichi dami. How should you do it in a way? Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's kash is, how should you do it in a way that it's not Marisayim? The way to do it is the following. Molye b'mulye. He should take ground, Rashi explains, from a high area that is standing next to an area that is also has a mound. In other words, find an area that has two mounds and flatten them together. In contrast to removing ground, because there it'll appear as if you're trying to prepare the ground for planting. Unsa bansa binsa, and you're allowed to make a hole, even by taking its sides and bringing it into the middle. Adaita devei dari, then it's obvious that you're doing it there for threshing. However, shakil mulya, if what you do is you remove a pile of dirt, vishada binsa, and you throw it into a ditch, so then in such a case, you're flattening out the ground, and then it appears adaita da ara, that you're doing it for the ground. Hence, the way to do it is to rub two piles together as opposed to filling up a hole. V'amar Rava, and another teaching of Rava in Hilchas Chalamoid, Hayman Dezachi Zichi, a person that is removing wood, Adaita Ditzivi Shara, if his intention is to use those pieces of wood for firewood, then it's permissible, because that's not a malacha in the karka. Adaita Da'ara Aser, but if his intention is to do it for the land, then it's going to be Aser. Now, of course, from our Gemara, seems that if it's, you have something that is not your intention, it's permissible, even if it's inevitable that that is the result that will take place in the land. The only reason we have other suggestions is because of, and particular ways that you need to do it, is because of problem of marasayin. Heichi dami, how should you do it that you would not have the problem of marasayin that you, appears that you're doing at day to dara? Shokel ravervi, if you take the large piece of wood, vishavik zutrit, and you leave the small pieces of wood, adaiti ditzivi, then it's clear that you're doing it for the wood. And that would be permissible on chalamoy. Shokel ravervi, vizutri, but if you take the large and the small, then adaita da'ara, then it appears as if you're doing it for the land and would be prohibited. Ve'amar Rava, another teaching of Rava. Hayman de pasach maya la'ara, a person who opens up. If a person opens up water to go into an area, adaita de kavri, kavri is an important word, it means an aquarium. It's interesting, I wonder if the kuf vav reish, is similar to the what we would call the English word, which I'm sure has pre-English sources, Q-U-A-R. With the intention of going into an aquarium, in other words, for fish, shari, then it's permissible. Adaita da'ara, but if it's to water the ground, asr. Heichi dami. So how should you do it in a way that's permissible and also avoids marasayin? Posach trei bovi. If you have the water going from two directions, Rashi explains on the first medium-sized line that you have one direction where the water and the fish goes into a hole, and one place for the water to go out, but it's narrow enough or it's filtered that the fish will not be able to go out. So that is going to be permissible. Pasach trei bovi chad meiloi v'chad metatoi adaita dekvari. It's there for the aquarium. Pasach chad bova. But if he opens it on one side and there's no way, place for the water to go out, then adaita da'ara. Then it's a sign that he wants it for the ground. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava also taught us. Hay man defashach dikla, someone who is pruning his tree, so ostensibly that should be usur. However, adaita dechiyusa, if his intention is to cut down the wood, not to make the tree better, but to give his animals wood, from the deco tree, which was a nurturing type of wood which animals would eat from. Think of the beautiful panda bears eating from bamboos. Adaita d'dikla aser, if the intention is for the tree, though, it's going to be aser. Hechidami, what should he do to salve it, to make it mutter? Shakul kula mechad gisa, if he's taking the wood from one side, so then that's not the normal way to prune. You prune evenly throughout. So then it's clear, adaita d'chiyusa. Mahaygisa, then adaita dikla the aser. Then his intention is for the dekla, it's going to be aser. The Omar Rava. Rava also taught, Hani tamri tuchlina, those dates that are not entirely ripe, migazrinu shari, you're allowed to cut them and eat them on Yom Tov, and that's considered letzarech Yom Tov. Maitzinu, but if you're going to preserve them, asur, then it's going to be asur. Because then when you're preserving them, then you're presumably preserving them not for Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, but you're preserving them for after Yom Tov. We are going to stop the daf right over here, because now the Gemara is going to bring up a new topic, and that is the topic of Dover HaAved, as well as doing business on Yom Tov. And there's enough here to chew on from the perspective of Halacha, in terms of all the above teachings of Rava in regards to a person doing a malacha that could, one malacha that could, on the one hand, be litzarech hamutter on Chol HaMoed, yet at the same time, could also be litzarech davar ha'asur. This daf brought up a fascinating discussion, particularly this amud, in regards to having something that ostensibly can be both asur and mutter, and yet if the person's intention is for an act which is mutter on Chol HaMoed, then it seems that it's going to be mutter. How we paskin halacha lemaisa will be the subject of the halacha from the daily daf in regards to Chol HaMoed, and that will also bring up the whole issue v'amevin yavin in regards to psik reisha on Chol HaMoed. So that Bezer Hashem is our topic for the halacha from the daily daf. My father's shlita that I've been did today the daf yomi with has suggested that, because of the immense amount of information in every daf, and we were discussing how difficult it is to retain, and I think the goal of the daf yomi of Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal was not for a person to learn Shas through the daf yomi. I think its speed is just too fast for the average and above average person. Maybe for a brilliant person it would be a different story. And he suggested that maybe at the end of the daf also just to review the basic points might be helpful. So let's Bezer Hashem quickly do that. We had on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph that a hedyot is allowed to sow, an uman is not allowed to sow. However, if he does in a jagged manner, it will be permissible. Regards to the definition of misargin es hamitos, which our Mishnah allows, we had a machlokis in the Gemara, whether that means to tie both shesi v'orev, or whether it means shesi, and we also had another machlokis, what the word mematchin means. Whether matchin means to tighten, like the simple Hebraic word, or mematchin means shesi below arev, and there was a big discussion in the Gemara about that. We had the Mishnah that started discussing the permissibility of building a oven and things like that on Yom Tov, but the Gemara points out you can't complete it. We had a discussion amongst the Tanoim about sharpening a millstone on Chol HaMoed, and the discussion of it could very well be that an older millstone one can sharpen in order to be able to grind, but a newer one cannot be done, cannot be sharpened. We did have a machlokis amorayim, whether you're allowed to sharpen the nails of a donkey for it to grind on Yom Tov. Rav Yehuda allows it. We had on the top of Yud Amud Beis, while others prohibit it. It seems halacha lemaisa we follow the opinion of Rav Chama on the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph that says that one is allowed to sharpen a millstone on Chol HaMoed. And then we had a list of many other malachos that are done on Chol HaMoed that could be interpreted in two different ways. For example, taking wood off of the ground. So we learned the halacha is that you're allowed to do it if your intention is to use that wood to feed the animal. Another example was taking off wood from a tree to feed the animal. However, if you're taking it off in a manner where it could be interpreted as if it's to make the ground prepared for planting, and the Gemara gives an example of taking even the small twigs off, so then in such a case it would be prohibited. And our daf had Rava discussing many different malachos that could be interpreted in two different directions, and if it's being done in a manner that appears that it will enhance the ground, then it seems that it's permissible, and we will discuss that more Bezer Hashem in the halacha from the daily daf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Moed Katan.